Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Packers get the 36-28 victory over the LA Rams, who they got to figure out how they're going to win a football game again. Three-game skid, some high-profile games. And they don't look like what they looked like earlier. Packers don't look like a finished product, but despite that, they're playing pretty well. 9-3 going into the bye. A lot of injuries that they still have to deal with, which hopefully means guys will return. Although this next man up attitude has been paying dividends. I think I'll start there with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. Because you play the Rams, they got a lot of new shiny toys. Your Von Millers and your Aaron Donalds, of course, who's been there. Jalen Ramsey from a year ago. You know, on the offense, Odell Beckham. They are adding. They are all in. Everyone knows it. But the Packers are getting it done with guys that they're picking up off the practice squad. And then Yash Nijman, who Rodgers, an ultimate compliment. He's like, I didn't even have to think about the left side of the line. Because when you have David Bakhtiari, okay, he's gone. That sucks. And then Elgton Jenkins is there. Now he's hurt. That's even worse. So now you got to have this guy who Packers, you know, they pick up undrafted a couple years ago. They bounce him around practice squad and whatever. And I think that there's a lot of guys like this. You know, Henry Black on defense maybe is one. There's some other guys where the Packers have these guys and they just kind of wait for their opportunity. And Yash has certainly taken advantage of him, of his. For what they were able to do on that offensive line, Ryan, against that front, I mean, my goodness, what an afternoon for them.
I completely forgot about Yash Nijman. Forgot his entire existence until he pounced on that Mercedes Lewis fumble. And then I was like, oh, yeah, he's playing. Like, you didn't think about it. There was no issues. There were no breakdowns or problems of any sort on that side. It was really remarkable. So yeah, you got Yash Nijman, you got Henry Black, who is a third safety, but on special teams is making plays and dislodging the football from the returner. You've got Chris Barnes, a starting linebacker who was undrafted last year, recovering that fumble. You've got Rasul Douglas, who was just still a few weeks ago on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad, making effectively the game winning play, because after that pick six, the game was over. They coasted the final 15 minutes. They were up by double digits until 18 seconds left. So Aaron Rodgers made this point yesterday, that 2010 season, there were a lot of players along that path to the Super Bowl that the Packers added that had been discarded by other teams. They came here. They found a home in Green Bay. They played their best ball. And that is happening this year. You got a lot of guys that have been discarded or discounted, undrafted guys who have developed, former practice squad players who are coming here and playing winning ball, making winning plays for this team. And it's been that way basically every week.
Yeah, I did think, too, the game, you say the game was over. I felt like the game was over. I was watching with my mother-in-law, and, you know, she's into the Packers, and she's, like, all, like, nervous, as any Packer fan would be. We've seen them lose games like this. And I just said, this game's over. This game's over. I know the Rams got a two-point conversion, which every team always does, but I didn't think that the Rams had enough offensively, which is kind of weird to say. They were really missing Robert Woods. A lot of times when these teams come back on the Packers, they get these chunk plays, and it's like, Packers, what are you doing on your coverage? And the wide receivers always find a way to get the ball, and, like, they're always open. But the Packers, Higbee was useless. Van Jefferson had a nice play, and then he was getting balls thrown at his skull. You know, Odell Beckham had another nice play, but they were off sync with Stafford. They just – the Rams don't have the firepower yet to win this kind of football game, which is weird. And then Matt Stafford is like, oh, I mean, this is the Matt Stafford that we knew in Detroit.
Well, that's the thing. To me, a different shade of blue, but this was Detroit Matt Stafford. He hit a couple bombs, right? He showed some arm talent. He put up good numbers, and he made game-losing plays. The fumble inside the pocket when Rashawn Gary didn't hit the ball, hit him by his legs. It was a good play by Rashawn Gary, but that shouldn't be a fumble. And it set up the Packers' first touchdown. And then just being careless with the ball. Look, it's not a coincidence. The last time the Packers had a pick six was week two of last season against Detroit, and Matt Stafford, Jen Sullivan, took it to the house. Then another pick six. It's what Matt Stafford does against the Packers at Lambeau Field. He makes game-losing plays, and he's done it for a long time, and he did it last night. So, yeah, you know, the Rams have a lot of talent. There's no question about that. The Packers are more talented. And not only that, what really separates the Packers from the Rams, they're a lot deeper. They have much more depth, and you really saw that depth shine. I wasn't surprised that the Packers won. I picked the Packers to win. I was surprised that it came with relative ease. They were up by double digits. Yeah, there was 20-17 at halftime. They marched down 13 plays, 75-yard drive. A.J. Dillon touched the ball in 8 of those plays and take a 27-17 lead on the first drive of the third quarter. And then they're up by double digits the entire second half until 18 seconds to go on a garbage time field goal. I'm not surprised they won. I didn't see it as somewhat effortless as it was.
They're going to go into the bye week. Aaron Rodgers is going to get rehab and treatment on that toe each and every day. A toe which he showed you guys, which, I mean, this season is weird and it's just getting weirder. The fourth quarter, he started to limp a little bit. Last week it was like, hey, okay, the toe hurts, but we barely saw it. Well, now we might be seeing it a little bit. I still don't know, like, how he did it. And I don't know how concerned I should be, but if he's limping, that's clearly affecting him.
Yeah, even Matt LaFleur pointed out the fact that Aaron Rodgers was limping. When he was talking about his toughness and pain management, it was very noticeable. And yet, Aaron Rodgers still played at a really high level. So they're going to get a better look at that toe today. They're going to go in there and decide whether or not surgery is what they need to do. But Aaron Rodgers made it very clear that whether they get surgery or not, he will be playing in 2 weeks when they host the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers will not be missing a game. So it's going to be an important bye week for him. He's obviously going to prioritize rest, but there's going to be a lot of rehab to do it's going to be the active rest to get that toe in better shape. And we should know at some point today, the decision is being made today, whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to get that surgery.
All right, here's a question for you. These are guys in varying roles on the team with varying circumstances, but we're all thinking Super Bowl, okay? Packers look pretty good. There's a vibe to this year. I don't know if it's Super Bowl year. I don't know if it's just that everything Rodgers does is easily memed, but there's a vibe to this year. So who is more important for the Packers? Who do they need to win a Super Bowl? Do they need the return of David Bakhtiari? Do they need the return of Jaire Alexander? Or do they most need the return of good Mason Crosby? Who's most important down the stretch?
Let's not forget the Darius Smith either.
Yeah, I don't know if they need him, but
All pro pass rushers are pretty important.
Yeah.
I'll say David Bakhtiari because they don't have Elgton Jenkins. I just think that when they get into January and they're playing the best teams with the best defensive fronts, they're going to need David Bakhtiari as best. Yosh Nijman has been a revelation as a third-string left tackle. He is the best third-string left tackle in the NFL. I'm not so sure that there are 32 left tackles in the NFL better than Yosh Nijman. He might be able to start on some teams, but I can't get visions of last year's NFC Championship game out of my head. And the Packers win that game if they have David Bakhtiari. I firmly believe that. The Bucs beat him because they were able to exploit that blind side and the Packers' offensive line and pass protection and make Aaron Rodgers' day miserable. So they need David Bakhtiari with Elgton Jenkins out. From there, I would still say Jaire Alexander more so than Za'Darius Smith, but if they get both those guys back, watch out. If this team ever gets the full strength, it's 9-3. It's won 9 of its last 11 after that debacle in the opener, and it hasn't been healthy all year. It's really remarkable what they've been able to do given the injury adversity that they faced.
I've decided that Mason Crosby would have to lose a leg for them to not stay with him. Because
why would you change Mason Crosby?
You're not gonna.
Why would you?
Well, because he's missed more field goals than anybody in the league this year.
So you think that that's all in the kicker?
I think that there are stages to it. I mean, at some point it's the operation, then at some point it's in his head, and then like his kicks yesterday. His kicks yesterday wanted to be missed.
I think there's a comfort level there that Mason Crosby's lacking because all hell is broken loose in front of them on that field goal operation, from protection to the snap to the hold. They've got a real problem when it comes to the snapper because Steven Wirtle ain't it, and yet he's their second snapper already this season. And do you really want to start over from square one at the beginning of December with your long snapper on a field goal operation that's been a mess? That's not it either. So that's a bad and ugly situation. There's no good answer what to do with snapper. Holding has been an issue with Corey Bohorquez. He has been been unreal to watch as a punter, right? I mean, the trade has worked out marvelously from a punting standpoint, but the hold has been an issue. But it would be foolish, times 10, to the nth degree, foolish to move on from Mason Crosby. It would be a foolish decision. And it's not just because he's a veteran and he's made a lot of big kicks in his time. But it's getting to be December now. Lambeau Field is a complete Rubik's Cube for any kicker. To bring in a new kicker and just expect them to figure out the wind patterns inside Lambeau Field, that doesn't happen. And, I mean, just an example. So if you've ever been to Lambeau Field, there are American flags on top of the stadium.
I was married there, Ryan, people forget.
Sorry?
I got married at Lambeau Field.
Well, there you go. That's a wonderful stadium, but the wind is a mess.
It was a cold and windy day, yes.
Opposite from the flags inside Lambeau Field. There are jet airways inside Lambeau Field that takes years for kickers to master, and Mason Crosby has. So it would be foolhardy to change kickers for Mason Crosby because of the institutional knowledge that's required to master that place.
Hey, it sounds like we're fighting. I'm not advocating to cut Crosby. I was going to tell you that.
No, but a lot of Packers fans are. I don't know if you've seen them. I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. I was one of them until this morning. I talked myself out of it. Because here's what I'm thinking, okay? With Crosby, you're right about all the Lambeau stuff. If you bring in another kicker, okay, it's going to be a guy that doesn't have a job for a reason, right? Or it's this J.J. Molson guy. So let's say it's J.J. Molson, the guy in the practice squad. They bring him up. And then it's the playoffs, and J.J. Molson has to have the biggest moment of his life in a playoff game right away. And for Crosby, the biggest moment of his life, he's already had the biggest moment of his life. He's not thinking about that. He's not thinking about Lambeau, and he's not overthinking anything. All he's thinking narrowly like, hey, this operation in front of me, I need it to be good. So, yes, he's missed some kicks, but when you get to that moment, I would rather have Crosby, who's done it a million times, than a new guy who would just be buried by the gravity of the situation. So I am with you. I am team. You got to stick with Crosby, but he better get better than this.
Well, he needs to get better, and they all need to get better. And if for Crosby to get better, it starts with that operation getting better. That's where it starts. It doesn't start with Mason Crosby getting better. It starts with the operation being routine again and not being a mess and adventure every time he lines up for a field goal. But he's been there before. He's had those big moments before. He's had him in Lambeau. Like he knows the stadium, and that's huge because this is a 9-3 team, and where are they going to be playing in January? Sure looks like Green Bay. So if you were to be making, it's not just making big kicks and lining up for big kicks, but it's where you're lining up for those kicks. And Mason Crosby's knowledge of Lambeau Field is something that you cannot replace with a practice squad kicker.
All right, when Matt, and I know Aaron Jones came back and they weren't sure if he was going to be available Sunday, but when Matt LaFleur is asked, has A.J. Dillon become the lead back? And then the answer is, well, it's kind of a 1A, 1B. That kind of tells me A.J. Dillon's the lead back right now.
I think yesterday, clearly, he was the lead back because the Packers wanted to be smart with Aaron Jones, and they don't want to overexert him coming back after only missing one game with the MCL. Knowing that the bye week was coming up, it just made sense. The other part of, you know, Aaron Jones got the start yesterday. He got carries on three of the first four plays, and then he got only, seven carries after that. The Packers' offensive line played very well in pass protection. It didn't open many holes or get much push in the run game. And so this was very much a battering ram type run game for the Packers, where they just needed to run A.J. Dillon into the pile and push it 4 yards. Aaron Jones doesn't give you that. He gives you home run hitting. He can get to the edge. He's got good bursts, right? So as the Packers offensive line wasn't able to get that push, you saw more and more A.J. Dillon. So that had something to do with the two. But I think that the time is coming where, I mean, Aaron Jones is a star and they need him to be at their best because he hits home runs at a rate that very few backs in the league can match. But the time is coming where even if he's healthy, A.J. Dillon, depending on the matchups, the game plan, the opponent, A.J. Dillon might be the premier back, the featured back, because he's built for it. 25 touches yesterday. I asked him after the game, even sore after a game like that? He's like, not really. It's pretty remarkable because he took a beating by any tailback's standard. He took a beating against the Rams, and it just kind of bounced right off of him. He's built for that type of workload. That's the way he's built. So, and if you got an A.J. Dillon to soften up a defense, and bring Aaron Jones on and hit those home runs, it makes sense on paper, right? So I'm not saying, you know, Aaron Jones is going to always be a big part of this offense because, again, he can break off a touchdown from anywhere on the field. Not a lot of backs like that in this league. That's what makes him a star. But A.J. Dillon is even on that depth chart. He's right there with Aaron Jones, and for good reason.
Will the Packers ever stop a two-point conversion again?
Will they make one? Right? I mean, both ways. Good question. They're lucky that decision didn't backfire on them to go for the two-pointer and then obviously not face more than they did.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, who... Again, this man is there for you. He is always alert. He is ready at every beacon, beck and call, whatever the word is. He's got his phone by him at all times. Whenever there's news happening or the hint of news, or maybe he's on the news, he's always on the clock. But some of that might be pushed aside today as we're on Max Scherzer watch. What's going on with your Mets, God, dude?
Oh, man. So I saw it right before we were doing the podcast. I saw I think it was John Morosi's tweet that they're finalizing a deal. And I just instinctively, not even think, I went screaming down a hallway in Lambeau Field. I mean, just running, just absolutely in ecstasy, right? And now I wake up this morning and like they're in a holding pattern and I can't breathe. Like it's just, it's, whew. I'm on pins and needles today.
I mean, yeah, they are bolstering their offense a little bit, but you get Max Scherzer. I mean, that's a game changer.
Scherzer, you'll hear me screaming from Green Bay. I'll lose my freaking mind.
Oh my God! Well, good luck. I guess I'm rooting for you. I don't know why, but I like you. That's not what I meant.
You want to see me happy? That's sweet, Bart. Thank you. I know why I like you.
I don't know why my like of you is making me want you to be happy enough to see the Mets get Scherzer when the Brewers don't get anybody. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, the Brewers get wins, and the Mets don't really do that. So.
I don't know. It's a new era of Mets baseball. You got to believe.
Oh, I believe. I usually that ends with my soul getting crushed, but hopefully this is a new day.
Well, I'm rooting for you because I like you, and thank you for your time. We'll talk later in the week on this bi-week extravaganza.
All right, take care, Bart.
Ryan Wood, you too. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, as he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, and they're all over our toy drive too. I want to thank them. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe, and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com today. GreatMidwestBank.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.